Now getting a chance to catch up with Atlantic senior Haley Rasmussen. Recently made her college decision to continue her basketball career at Simpson College. Haley, thanks for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
Well, I guess your decision, why choose Simpson College?
Well, I had a lot of great coaches, and some of the girls from other teams, you know, they were contacting me throughout my senior year, and, you know, I just wasn't sure. I was like, I don't know. I mean, it's a really big decision, but it just came down to the location and then the style of what Simpson plays, and I wasn't able to watch them since their seasons were kind of pushed back. So once I saw them play, I knew that I would be a good fit there.
I guess other places maybe that you considered, and how did the process go for you? When did it start?
Yeah, the beginning of basketball season is when it really hit. I was also talking to Wartburg, which is in the same conference as Simpson, and then Northwestern, and all of their coaches were amazing. I mean, I went to visit all of them, and they have beautiful campuses and wonderful players, but I mean, the location of Simpson was just perfect for me.
Well, you talked about style of play. I guess, what do you see from Simpson, and how do you see that fitting your skills the best?
Yeah, they really play, you know, just like a running kind of style. So just get up and down the court, tough defense, and that translate into offense. And that's exactly how I like to play and how we're playing right now. So that's what I really like about it.
Well, you mentioned you did get to see those places. Obviously, this last year has been difficult to do a lot of that kind of stuff. And without them playing at different times, I'm sure that made it a little bit more difficult in figuring things out and getting your decision. But I guess you found ways to work around that and figure out what was best.
Yeah, I really would like to go, I mean, actually watch them, but right now the only thing we can do is live stream. So, I mean, in between our games that we have and then everything else going on, I try to watch some of their games too, just so I could figure out what I wanted.
And I understand, I think they kind of got like a shortened season thing going on right now. I saw that they've only played a few games here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
makes it kind of tough too. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I think you probably have known that this is something you wanted to pursue for a long time. When did you start playing basketball, and when did you start thinking that this was something you wanted to continue to do after high school?
I've been playing basketball for a very long time. I mean, elementary, we always did open gyms and stuff, and then 4th and 5th grade, I think, is when we started to do traveling team, and then middle school, obviously, and then high school. But playing in college, I did not think my freshman and sophomore year, I was like, I'm not good enough to do that. I mean, that won't be me. And then even my junior year, I was like, I'm going to do track in college. And then I think that missing out on track season last year really is what made my decision of wanting to play basketball, because just missing that track season, I didn't get to talk to many coaches. And then I think that's just when I just thought, I mean, I've spent so much time on basketball. I mean, that's what my summers have been put into. And I just said, you know, this is what I want to do in college. And so, yeah.
Did coaches start reaching out to you initially, or did you just kind of look around and start to feel out maybe places you thought would be best for you?
Yeah, it was hard during COVID when it all started about a year ago, but that's when they started reaching out to me. And then I started filling out some recruiting forms because I decided this is what I want to do. So that's kind of how I got my name out there.
Gotcha. This season obviously has been probably pretty fun for you. You guys have had some ups and downs, but you've been very competitive in a lot of games. You recently reached over that 1,000 career point plateau, so a nice personal accomplishment as well. I guess, what has this season been like? I'm sure you've been thankful you just had the chance to go out there and play, but has it been a lot of fun?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, Coach tells us every game, this is just another opportunity to play, and a lot of people don't get that opportunity, and so we just go out there and we play hard. I mean, sometimes it doesn't end up the way we want it to, obviously, but each and every night I know that we're going out there and outworking everyone on the court, and sometimes the wins and losses, that's not what matters, and we're just so close as a team. I mean, not even on the court, but off the court, and it's really good.
Well, as we're talking, you're getting ready here for postseason. You get to host Greene County coming up here on Saturday. I guess goals and what you guys want to go out there and try to accomplish.
Yeah, we ended our regular season with Harlan, and we knew it wasn't our best game, but it sure felt like it out there because that first half was really good for us. I mean, there were definitely some things we could have fixed, but I think that was a good end to our regular season. And then looking forward to Saturday with Greene County, we're just going in with the mindset that we're going to win. We're going to outwork them on the court, and we're just going to do what we can do and focus on us, and we're going to come out on top.
Well, after the season wraps up and you're getting done with the school and you know where you're going now, how is that process going to work? Are they giving you any indication of when you'll be heading to school, what you'll be doing?
No, I think I have a move-in date, but, I mean, other than that, they really haven't. They don't really know, I don't think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't really have anything else.
Gotcha. Well, I'm sure you're glad to get the decision behind you as well. Does it feel good to get that part over with?
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, it's really stressful. I mean, everyone's asking you where you're going, and I'm just like, I don't know. It's so hard. And it was a tough decision because all the coaches and the teams were great. But, I mean, again, just the location and the style of play.
Academically, have you thought what you want to pursue there?
Yeah, I'm going to go into elementary education.
Just like Mama.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Haley, it's been fun watching you play and watching your team play here this year, and we hope there's still some more for that to come, and we appreciate you taking some time to talk about your decision.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Haley Rasmussen there, making her decision to head to Simpson College.